Let's get to our bit, though. I'm very excited about this. This is very exciting.
Bit.
Two nights ago.
You weren't so excited that you wanted to go.
I wanted to save it for the radio show.
So the premise was just that we need stuff for the show. This was no bet payoff or anything. But Donovan thought, hey, let's do that comedy club that we see there every year. It's right next to the movie theater, and we look at it every year. Let's see if there's a open mic night.
Uh-huh.
And then let's go do what we always joke about on Why Today Doesn't Suck. Let's do that. What we say. We always say, hey, it's, you know, when we announce the Space Shuttle Day or Mount St. Helens Day or something, and then Mike says, hey, here we go with the, it's the Natural Disaster Joke Series. Here's Corby with 9/11 jokes.
Right.
So we thought,
this is finally going to happen.
Let's actually go on stage. What if you actually went on stage with 9/11 jokes?
Like a whole set.
What if you actually...
Right, right.
And, what was mine? I don't even remember what I did. Oh, okay.
You did the,
I veered it a little bit.
Yeah, you had
I went sports, but, we have the Hitler joke series, so, which we've gotten in trouble for here many times. So,
you dropped the nuclear bomb.
My thought was, I wanted to channel a little bit of Andy Kaufman a bit, and my thought was, let's make everyone there hate me, because let's just tell Spurs jokes about the Mavs. You know, like, Mavs are great, Spurs suck.
So you're the Mavericks.
So what would it be like if the crowd was just hated you the whole time? Didn't you feel I did a good job of that?
Man, I thought you did a magnificent job all the way around.
All right, well, let's get to that in a minute. Right. First, we'll go Donovan. Your thought process behind the jokes you wrote?
What was your
I had the Natural Disaster Joke Series. So, in my mind, I had that I wanted to hit three natural disasters. Hurricane Katrina, Mount St. Helens, and the tsunami in Japan. Those are my three natural disasters that I wanted to hit.
Tsunami is almost under the, it's still in the circle of can't touch this.
Oh, well, I touched it.
Oh, did he ever?
Is it? All right, I guess the time hasn't.
I touched it. But you would kind of want to, because on our way up there, we thought there's going to be no one in the crowd. This is open mic night on a Tuesday in San Antonio.
I thought it would be me, Donovan, and Mike.
Okay, can we set the scene a little bit?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, we get there, and there were how many people signed up to do this?
Oh, signed up. Yeah.
31 when we got there.
There were 31 people signed
up
to do this.
5 minutes apiece.
And we got there at what time?
About 7:40. 7:35,
okay,
7:40.
And by then, for an 8 o'clock thing, there were 31 people already signed up to do this.
Okay, now here's the rub, though. They had the pad. And when you sign up, because he said 31 would come around like 11 o'clock because, you know, you have 5 minutes apiece. But on the sign-up sheet, the one spot was filled in. 2 and 3 were empty. 4 through 31 were signed up.
No one wanted to go 2 and 3.
Second and third.
Oh, it's like the dunk competition.
So it was so lucky.
It was so
because
appropriate.
If they said you're not going on till 11, we turn around and we don't do the bit. There's no way we're hanging out 3 effing hours to do this.
Right.
But number 2 and 3 were open.
Open, wide open. He said, well,
perfect.
You can
so
sign up for
2 or 3,
you'll go out on the 5 after 8.
What was the crowd like?
Okay, well, the
it was all people who were performing and their friends.
And a few more. Okay. Anyway, so it's about
there were probably about,
50,
I don't know,
maybe.
I wouldn't say that many. I'd say more like 30, 35, 40, somewhere in there. Now, another thing you need to understand is we always think of the comedy club as being this, you know, dark room with a little spotlight up on the stage and everything. This was wide open.
Yes, it was.
It had big glass windows. The sun had not gone down yet, so, and it faced west. So the sun was shining right in the face of some of the patrons of the place. I mean, it was bright in there.
Wow.
And the stage was a little bit higher than what you might normally see in comedy clubs. I mean, it was a pretty, you know, pretty substantial step up. To get up there, and on the it was kind of a semicircle. They had a microphone with a stand and a horrible, horrible PA system.
Yeah, it was bad.
Sounded awful in there.
Really?
At the table, could you understand everything?
Not real well.
Okay.
So it begins with
Is that a bad moment for our audio?
Am I taking all your stuff here?
No, go.
Okay, it begins with the MC coming up there and welcoming everybody and saying, hey, we got anybody from Bernie here tonight, you know, and stuff like that.
Awesome.
And he says that, okay, this is open mic, and here's how it's going to roll out. Everybody who comes up here is going to get 5 minutes.
Okay.
And he said at 4 minutes, he was going to give you a sign, you know?
A light in your face.
He was going to shine a light in your face, and he didn't want you starting another joke.
Really?
After 4 minutes, you were to finish up whatever you had working. And if 5 minutes rolled around and you were still going, then he was just going to come up there and roll your ass off.
Jeez.
So it's,
which he did to Comic One.
It starts at 8 o'clock.
Is that about right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay.
Comic One gets on stage, Bob, and he's doing his thing, and he is awful.
Oh, he has nothing.
He was a Hispanic guy who used the N-word a couple of times.
Yes.
Every time he used the N-word, he looked over at Donovan.
He did. Like to get his reward.
As Donovan's one of two black guys in the whole place.
Am I going to jump up and try to beat him up or something? But
he wanted to keep you in his periphery.
He went over his 5 minutes. So as soon as he had just started another joke, the MC gets up there and says, all right, there we go. Sing it up for so-and-so. They got him the heck out of it.
Really?
Yeah, because it was 5 minutes.
Did the clown start sweeping?
And he was terrible. He had a crazy haircut and just, oh.
He walked out to a girl in the crowd to do a bit with her.
Oh, yeah, he had a scripted bit with some gal in the crowd. Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Just awful.
So
but
now,
That's his dream.
Right.
His dream. They're in the minors.
Because you see these guys come in with their notebooks. They have their book bags. They are writing. They're talking about bits with other comedians.
Fashioning their craft.
They are in it. And then here comes the second comic.
Please welcome to the stage, Donovan Lewis.
All right, let's see. Let's see if we can hear this.
San Antonio, what's up? How are you doing tonight? You know, I recently took a trip to New Orleans. You know, it's been a while since that disaster happened down there, but, you know, the one thing that disturbs me a little bit about New Orleans still is that how they ruined the name Katrina for me. That's a really, really hot name. You know, it was true with a lot of black people. A lot of black people. And every time I met someone named Katrina, she was really smoking hot. Katrina. But now, it just kind of ruined it for me. So now, if I go out to a bar, I meet a girl named Katrina.
Oh, my.
Oh, dear.
Wow. Oh, my God.
You didn't get that?
We got it.
Wow.
I'm talking to Dan. You didn't get that?
You kidding me?
I didn't know you swore.
Yes!
Did you swear a lot?
How'd you miss that?
That's the only one.
I didn't even know.
Dan.
Wow.
Oh. Whoa. Yes. I used one swear word.
What's up?
No, it's okay if you said it. What's going on, webcam?
Gosh.
Right. All right, Donovan's joke that was dumped was that...
She was Katrina. You met Katrina
in a bar, and you said, I didn't...
So you're the one that...
You're the one that effed
everybody
New
in New Orleans. Right. You know, she wouldn't be wife material.
I didn't recall your swear word.
Yeah, that's the only one.
Evidently, all right. You sure it's the only one?
That's the only one.
Okay.
That's not good. I don't know if that's marriage material. I'd rather take my chances of having sex with Cookie Johnson, unprotected. They should go back old school, you know?
Do you think anybody got that?
I don't know. I'd rather take my chance of having sex with Cookie Johnson, unprotected.
Cookie Johnson.
Yeah, you know, it's the whole thing. Come on, man, it's comedy.
Maybe like in the 80s, when they had disasters like Mount St. Helens. You know, that's a disastrous name. Hell, you think of hell. Kind of think of Helen Keller, you know. That thing was just spewing ash everywhere, you know. She was a deaf, blind mute. You know, she's going everywhere. Ash, you didn't know where it was going. My mom was able to write that one. All right, so.
Is that where he looks at his watch? Yeah. I was looking
for the light. Please, dear God, flash the light in my face.
And we're a minute, now,
between every joke, he was looking over at us. like as he's up on the stage, we were sitting hard to the right, you know, and between every joke, he was looking over at us.
Like, am I killing?
Yeah.
How's this going?
I don't like that. Okay, so you know what? You have to go. I don't understand why they don't name more storms. You know, it's only like tropical storms and hurricanes. They should name like tornadoes. But there's so many of them, especially the ones that knock down the trailer parks, you know. Like Tornado Jethro just took down another trailer park. We wouldn't like that. But.
So, but, that's.
Hurricane Lily. A line he stole from Modern Family.
Right.
And then you bailed.
They like it.
I knew that was it. After that line, I'm gone.
Okay, so you didn't wait for the light.
No, 2 minutes and I was out. Out.
Yeah, you had your three. You had your little bit.
Right.
Your hurricane joke series, and that's it. Done.
You're not going to be able to headline the Raw tour with just 2 minutes of material.
That's my time, everyone. I'm 2 minutes into it. I said, that's my time.
I better get out of
here. See you, San Antonio.
So you've got a crowd there. They're all pretty much comedians and their friends. They know what this is. It's open mic. So they're all, everybody's starting their career. They're all very supportive. But what if you had a comedian up there just killing the crowd and making them mad? Do you think they'd still support him?
Just doing Spurs jokes? I support you.
I guess we'll find out.
Next. Live from the Alamo Dome in the middle of the trip to the stand-up comedy parlor in San Antonio.
It's called LOL.
For open mic night.
The place is called LOL.
Oh, yeah?
I don't get it. Laugh out loud.
Oh. Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. Well, we've heard Donovan's bit. Now to the main stage, I believe Dan will be headed. Do we need setup?
So I go with, I thought I got to throw out a little Hitler, right? That's really just more for Mike and to amuse him. I didn't want to. But he was kind enough to go along with us and show support of a good teammate. And I also thought I used
Well,
Bob.
I put no restrictions on what you should or should not do. I was just along for the ride.
Well, when
I was along to support because I wanted to see this.
And Mike had support, but I thought Mike had a little fatherly nervousness in him. As it's like he's watching his sons go on stage.
Yes, I
for
did.
The first time.
That's
so
kind of the way I felt.
If you look over off the stage at Mike, he kind of had his head down a little bit. He's laughing, looking, but it's in a very supportive way.
But
you
it's
know?
Not like. I don't know. I wasn't nervous because of our goals going in weren't to kill.
Besides, right across the way as we walked in was DeVry Institute.
Oh, really?
So if you died at one place and saw your career aspirations crushed, you could just walk across the way and enroll.
And get that,
get the thing turned around.
And why didn't you go up on stage and work this humor?
Go get that VCR repair degree going.
Yeah.
You guys would be great as a tandem.
And vice versa. If VCR repair doesn't work out for you,
right?
Just go to the comedy club.
There you go.
Well, but anyway, so then it does feel a little weird, too, because these guys are all up there trying to chase their dream. We're kind of mocking the whole thing.
Right.
We're going there with our own.
These two were strictly day trippers.
Our goal was show audio that we could use again in the future.
Well, yes. And make the others feel better that they weren't going to be the worst tonight.
Yeah, right. Still, those other guys have, headlining at the Improv and on Beltline Road is a big achievement
for them.
They've
told their wife that they've quit their job to pursue stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
And as you know, Bob, I was prepping with you a little bit. You helped me throw out a few Spurs items that I might want to use.
Yes.
And I did use one.
Did you?
And so you know my goal going in is let's make everybody in there mad.
Right. You actively wanted the crowd to turn on you.
And then let's also work in a little Hitler just for the fun, just for Mike, in particular, because you got to know your audience, and that's kind of what he wanted. He didn't
that's
want
not what I wanted. I didn't come there wanting anything.
So I got the full 5 minutes, though. Donovan went the full
yes,
minute 45.
right.
So here we go.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
Where are you going to be with the lake?
Over here? I'll be over there. All right.
Let's hear it for me.
Great start.
I'm sorry about this unprofessional attire with this.
I'm holding a piece of paper. I had notes.
With all his jokes.
Yeah.
I consider myself a sports humorist. Humorist sounds a little gay, so I'll say sports comedian. Not that gay is not bad. I don't want anybody to think gay is bad except for putting the in your mouth. That is bad. In my opinion, IMO. That is bad. I thought that LOL, IMO would go over a little better. So I'm sorry, I guess. Gay, not bad. That is my topic. Unless you are on YouPorn. I really like porn. I'm married. So porn is so much better, so much easier. Always there for me. Always ready. Doesn't want to talk afterwards. But when you go to YouPorn, as many might know, many married guys, it's not gender specific. So if you search a certain thing, then half of the videos you end up getting and clicking on are dudes doing that to things. So I feel like this is not going well. Let me switch to my sports.
Oh, so. See, I was expecting we were about to take a right into a punchline, but there was. That was just an observation.
Just,
yeah, it was just an observation.
Right. Just some meandering.
Okay.
All right.
I consider myself a sports humorist major with a minor in Hitler. So if I need to pull out the Hitler, we'll go to that kind of comedy. But let me just ask this. Are there any Spurs fans here tonight? I always wanted to do that. Okay, well, I will speak a little slower then. See what I did there? I then insulted you as a Spurs fan. But I don't want to do that, although I could ask what the difference is between a busload of Spurs fans and a porcupine. It's on the porcupine, all the pricks are on the outside. Now I've really insulted you. See that? That's not really nice. How do you stop a Spurs fan from beating his wife? You put a Mavericks jersey on her. So you think about it, and you're like, oh yeah, they don't beat them, and then he wouldn't beat her.
Pause. Is Sarah Melton in the crowd?
Seems like it, doesn't it?
She's very supportive. Yeah, she's very supportive.
You have a supportive girl really enjoying your jokes, it seems, but the rest of the room seems undecided.
Yeah, they're quickly leaving my stable. If they were in my stable.
Heading the wrong direction.
After the porn joke series started the thing, there's not very many left.
How does a Spurs fan practice safe sex? He gets rid of all the animals that kick, right? That's more of an Andy joke. Sorry. I should get off the Spurs fans and move to the players just a bit. For instance, did you hear that J.J. Moran is dating Miss Universe? And he didn't have to break up one marriage to do it.
Now I've lost. Now this is Bob's joke that he crafted for me.
It took me like 5 seconds.
But at this point, they're wondering why I'm up there just being mean to them. You know what I mean? Generally, the comedian tries to get the audience into their graces a little bit. And at this point, they're done. They don't want any more, do they?
Now, did you explain the Tony Parker line, or did you just assume they would put two and two together there?
We'll get to it.
Yeah, okay.
One marriage to do it. See, now you need a real inside Spurs fan that realizes that Tony Parker had to break up Brent Berry's marriage, and then it would become incredibly hilarious. Except for the fact that you'd be a Spurs fan and you'd be upset that I was making fun of your team. So then, maybe I should go to Hitler. Maybe my minor will work. Although some of these are just not... As if now I'd say some of these are not funny. Oh, man, I'm hilarious.
They're ready for me to be done. There's a tumbleweed has just ordered a drink.
Well, how are you feeling right about now?
I think everything's going perfectly. I'm.
But you know what, Mike? You've done what you intended to do, right?
I'm feeling good. I kept looking over at you guys.
I was about to say, Dan did the same thing I did. As soon as he made a joke, he looked over at Mike and I.
Right. The smiles on your faces were so big.
We are laughing but like it's the funniest thing we've heard.
You were beaming.
All right, finish your set, and I'll tell you what I was thinking this whole time.
We only have one more minute.
Okay.
I'm
not much time for Hitler.
I'm clinging to a life jacket.
Right.
And a guy on the boat is trying to pull it away from me to push me back into the water.
All right.
They're not trying to help.
Got one marriage.
Oh, wait. Sorry, I hit this. Here we go.
Oh, man. I'm hilarious. You know, how does Hitler tie in his shoes? Does anyone know? With little Nazis.
Yeah! I like that.
Oh, no, I'm getting 1 minute. Thank you. As the audience says, thank you. Hitler may have killed 6 million Jews.
Whoa.
Yeah, it can get funny after that. But he saved the Hitler Channel, the History Channel. I messed it up. I think this one is not appropriate for any forum. So, where do you send a Jewish kid with ADD to a concentration camp?
Ended strong.
What was that? What did he say?
A little bit unusual.
He described you as an unusual comic.
Yeah. All right.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man.
Wow. Wow, Mike, your thoughts.
Nicely done.
This whole time, when they both were up there, I could not stop laughing. I mean, funny or not, it was just. It was just so cool to see him get up there and try it. And you know what? They both looked like they belonged up there.
Yeah.
They were both very unflappable. I mean, you were totally nonplussed by the situation, weren't you? You weren't nervous at all, were you?
No, I don't think so.
And you weren't either, were you?
But we had our thing, you know? We had our...
I had my two-minute routine in my head and let it fly and went on by my business.
It kind of went as planned.
Yeah,
but it was so perfect, and Bob, because the list 2 and 3 they're blank. And I said, "Well, what about this one?" He said, "Oh yeah, if you sign up there, then you'll go 5 out of 8. It's 2 slots, perfect." Because if you're 32 and more people came in to sign in, they had a sheet of 50 names. So I'm thinking they'll go 50 deep.
Wow.
On this open mic night.
Like if you weren't upset enough that just made fun of your basketball team for a couple minutes, let's just put some totally inappropriate jokes out here.
I feel really abrased.
Let's alienate everybody.
Yeah, but then they forgot about the Spurs stuff.
Right.
Good job there. Wow.
Big brass ones.